Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you could be with us this morning. We're going to need a lot of that. We're going to need a lot of 866-ASK-JD.
You're correct. Welcome to 2020.
It's a new year, and
you can see the vision, but you can't hear it, right?
That's true. Yeah, it's like I told
that
somebody.
That was clever.
Yeah. It's like I told somebody one time. I said, "No, it's a radio show. Nobody sees me."
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
And so, then people said we should live stream it, and I'm like, then they could see us. Nobody wants to see us.
Yeah, nobody wants. We're not doing that.
I bet we end up doing it. It's the way of the world.
We probably will. Yeah, you know, people will accept you for whoever you are, unless you're from Iran or somewhere. They don't accept them quite as well.
Oh Lord.
Wild week.
It was a wild week. I mean, these work a day, take 2 days off, work a day, take a day off. It's got me confused to think. We were talking about that before the show. JD's like, I woke up this morning. It's like, what day is it?
Yeah, it is. You don't know what day it is during last, you know, when Christmas falls on a Wednesday especially, you know, sometimes you get Tuesday, Wednesday. Sometimes you get Wednesday and half a Thursday. And, you know, and like Chris said, you know, it seems like for about 3 weeks now we've had the – work on Monday, you're off Tuesday, Wednesday, work Thursday, Friday's a half day, you know. And
two-day meeting out of town on Wednesday.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, oh, my gosh, what day is it and what are we doing here?
All right, so what we're going to need is the listeners, if there are any, to pull our fat out of the fire and give us some calls. You can reach us at 866-442-7553. That's toll-free. Or you can hit us up on the text at 71307. That's 71307. If you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, we'd love to hear from you this morning. It's going to be, I'm going to go ahead and make the first prediction of the new year. It's going to be a good year.
I agree 100%.
I'll say this, if Chris's work ethic has anything to do with 2020, we're going to be in good shape. Chris has kept his head down for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
That's right. Keep your head down, work hard.
All the reports have been coming over in a timely manner. I mean, it's been, listen, I'm telling you. Well, it's been good. And congratulations to County Bank Mortgage for their biggest year of all time.
Ever.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was really a great year. And I think we need to say congratulations to the market in the entire upstate. It's been healthy. It's been busy. It's been... you know, increasing prices, you know, just very, very healthy. The market feels good. I think the underwriting is probably at the most reasonable point that it's been in a long time. Now, if you're working on a loan, and most people don't think it's very reasonable, but it's makes sense kind of stuff.
I agree with that.
Still got to prove everything that you say. You know, it's like somebody was talking to a new LO the other day, and they said, well, how do you explain the documentation? And I said, well, you know, it takes, you know, a good 20 or 30 minutes to take a quality application. And I said, the way I explain is I tell them, now I have to prove everything you just said.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I have to prove the income you just gave me. I have to prove the assets that you just gave me. And I have to prove everything else that you said.
And if you're a smart loan officer, you know the difference between what is required and what is suggested.
That's correct.
And you know, what comes to my mind when you guys are talking is when I talk to clients, it's almost forensically.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's not just proving it. You have to have a trail of proof.
The correct
trail. From origination.
Trail.
Right.
Yeah.
From the where the money came, how it came.
Well, I think the biggest thing that customers don't realize, and it's as frustrating for us as it is for them when they're going through the process, is why do we need page 6 of the bank statement that says this page is intentionally left blank? You know, I mean,
yes.
You know, why do we need that? And listen, I totally understand, you know, why people would be frustrated. You know, it has all the information on there, but it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. So.
Well, I would say the second thing about that is, well, JD, if I show up with the money,
yes,
why does it
what
matter?
What difference does it make?
Where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you...
and that's a great topic of conversation we should hit after the break. It's a... because there is, it's a great question. You know, if I've got $100,000 in the bank, why do I need to, you know, show you
proof
where, why,
where
and how it
from.
Got there and
that's
all
right.
that kind of stuff? So,
yeah, I think it'd be nice to kind of do that. And of course, you know, big change this year. They finally have decided that they are going to update the mortgage application. I know that's thrilling information for all those listeners out there, but it is going to change the way the whole thing works. And, some things better, some things not. You know, an upgrade's not always an upgrade.
Yeah, that's
isn't
right.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, an upgrade on time. So, anyway, well, listen, we're going to head into our first break of the show. If you've got a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you today. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Phone number is 866-442-7553, 866-442-7553. The text line is open as well at 71307. We'll be back after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark here with the Buyer's Broker. And we appreciate all of our listeners, texters, and phone callers from 2019. We are back in 2020. Glad to be here. Talking a little real estate today. If you've got a question or comment, the phone lines are open. 866-442-7553 is your phone number, toll free there. And, of course, the text line, a popular feature we've had now for a couple of years, 71307. So if you have a question you'd rather remain anonymous, you can always just text us at 71307. And, yeah, guys, you know, the record year again in the upstate here in real estate, 2019. And
how many is that in a row?
I think that was the third or fourth.
It's incredible.
So the downturn changed in June of 2011.
Well, yeah, and let's not forget that this time, well, a month from this time last year, we were sitting around going, okay, we're 20% down, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, we were making jokes.
Oh, that's true.
Y'all were laughing it off. Yeah. So, you know, when we did the numbers for January of last year.
That's right.
We were sitting around and you know, y'all were like, it's down 20%. I was like, it's over. Everybody just fold the tents, go home. It's over. And then of course, February, March, and the rest of the year just came roaring right along and made up that 20% and even more. And as Keith said, year over year, one of the best years that
going to be
And when we say that, we're talking about the Greenville MLS.
That's now, right.
I'm sure some of our listeners, Keith, are listening going, stop. Well, people stop coming here. It's growing too big. It's growing too fast. It's growing out of control. And it does seem like every time you take a left, there's a new neighborhood.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when you were talking about the positives of 2019, I was thinking about those issues because I do think that that we are growing at a pace that is not healthy. I think it's too rapid. And the big cities around America, people are fleeing the big cities because of quality of life. And, of course, traffic is an integral part of that, being able to get around the community.
And with you saying that, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody that worked on I-85. It is so much better.
The
interchange at Pelham and 385 and 85. Now, J.D., I know you live 100 yards from the office.
Where are y'all talking about?
Well, it only takes about $350 million
But
to
let
do
me
that.
Tell you this. Yeah, it, no. Now, this is not going to sound like much, but it saves me 5 to 15 minutes every day.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
And so now, you know, used to, you came off of Pelham Road, you were a hard stop until you get to past 385 because it was a cluster, and they did a marvelous job with the redesign, and now the traffic just flows through there. And I'm talking about headed south, just smoothly every day when I go home, and I know that will change as more people, you know, move to the Spartanburg and Duncan and Greer area and commute down to where I live, because people, you know, as you grow, people extend their commutes. It won't be able to handle the traffic again. Now, I hope that's 10 years or 15 or 20 years from now. But I would like to thank all the people that worked on that in the middle of the night, because it's made my life better.
Well, I will say this. You know, I never understood why on 85 heading north there wasn't a lane just for Pelham Road.
It drives
me crazy. I'm like, you know, why wouldn't they just let this lane just keep going and make it a Pelham-only lane? You know,
it's there now.
But it's there now.
So now
which is
you
good.
Need to come stay tonight at my house. You can see what that's like. You know, because JD drives about eight tenths of a mile.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's just torture.
I still don't have my golf cart for driving.
All right, guys, we got to get back to real estate. We did get our first text question of the day, one of my favorites ever, and we actually had an employee a couple of years experience this, but it says, please talk about the timing issues of combining households, selling two houses and buying one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I tell you, that is an absolute great question. We need to call up one of our pipeline coordinators and ask her to explain what happened to them, but they had that very situation. And, Keith, I would say that, the condition of the market and the desirability of the homes, of where the location of each home is, will have a lot to do with how that timing works out, right?
No question about it. Obviously, if you can predict with reasonable certainty that your home is going to sell within 30 days, then it makes the process significantly easier. Having said that, combining households sometimes requires... I did it many, many, many years ago. You move into one, you typically, when you're getting married, combining households, you move into one home. You have two
sure.
domiciles to start with. You move into one, and then you're going to sell the first one, sell the second one, and move into the third one. Now, you guys have a solution for that, I think.
Yeah, don't fall in love. I mean, that's a solution.
Yeah. Well, and then
don't get married.
Yeah, and without a doubt, 7 days after you do that, you think, what in the world
have I done?
But, you know, in the particular situation that happened in our office, it was all about what you talked about, Keith. It was about timing. And so you had one house in downtown, smaller, but, you know, in a highly desirable area. And then you had another house out in Simpsonville. And so when they were putting together their, but it was in the right price point, you know, right at or just under 200. And so they made the decision after talking to some agents and working through what they were going to do. They would put the house in Simpsonville up on the market. And then they would begin their search, and they got those two things backwards. They needed to have their search cooking long before they put that house on the market, because as you might imagine, a house under 200 in a neighborhood in Simpsonville, they put the house on the market and had a contract in 7 days, and then they all freaked out, proceeded to absolute freak out, because now they were looking for a five-bedroom home, you know, with two and a half or three baths in Simpsonville. That was their target area, and could not find it. There was like a grand total of six on the market.
Well, and it's kind of a, you know, it's a very deep and wide ditch that you can end up in, but you have to make a lot of decisions based on what type of house, you know, the first conversation is what kind of house are we going to be looking for and where. Number two, I'm going to probably get a mortgage. How much equity am I going to pull out of each property that I'm selling?
Sure.
And which one do I need to sell in order to be able to put down on the next property and having a customized
right.
solution?
Well, and I think that's great. You know, JD, what about this? What about, can we buy? before we sell,
right?
Do we feel comfortable doing it, one? And two, can we qualify? Could we go ahead and buy now and then sell later? And in both situations, the house that was put on the market, when it was put on the market, sold within a week. Okay, the house in Simpsonville sold within a week. The house, well, under contract, not transaction ended. But everybody started to freak out. And then, of course, I came along, as I often do, and saved the day. And I said, stop looking in Simpsonville and start looking in Powdersville. Go look in Powdersville, Piedmont. There's more than eight, and you'll find something that you like. And y'all like, you know, they're kind of outdoors people. And so they found a nice big lot with a nice big house. It was a production built, but it was a resale. And it all worked out, but they had to change location to make that happen. And, you know, that can be very scary, you know, because they had already made a family decision. We're moving to Simpsonville. This is the schools that the kids are going to go to. And all of a sudden there was a change to, well, that's not how this is going to work. And so I think JD's right. When you talk about that, JD, what has to happen for them to know whether they can buy before they sell?
Well, the first step, I think, to answer the texter's question, the first step is you need to find a high-quality agent who can help you sell both houses. And it may be different agents if the houses are spread. You know, if it's Travelers Rest and Powdersville or whatever, I mean, you may be talking about two different agents, as well as finding a high-quality buyer's agent who's going to help you find the next property.
Yep.
And from a mortgage perspective, you know, that's a face-to-face conversation, in my opinion. I think that you would be wise to, you know, make sure that you're dealing local. You want to find somebody that's been in business for at least 10 years, and you want to find someone that's willing to spend, you know, a good solid hour or more if needed in order to define your goals and objectives, because there's a lot of moving parts, and in my opinion, something that needs to happen face-to-face, not so much over the phone, if that makes
sense. Sure, I mean, you can do it that way, but I agree with you. A lot of times when you sit down face-to-face, it's easier to say, look, the math is this. And that's really all it is, but you need to understand what it is. If you're going to maintain these two properties, which on your loan application will now become investment-type properties or treated as investment-type properties, you need to understand how that's going to impact the underwriting. You know, you're not going to be able to underwrite those with both of them being at 4% taxes. You're going to have to up those taxes based on what the new taxes are going to be. You're going to need to make sure that you have reserves, because if you're going to maintain those two houses, you have to have additional assets to make those payments. Now, if you can make it work out and you do have that high-quality agent that's listing those houses that says, I would project that within, you know, 68 days to 110 days, you'll have a contract at this price, and you're prepared to lower the price if necessary, then you can kind of map it out to where, one, can we do it? Can we buy before we sell? And then, you know, roll through it but it is a challenge.
It is, and on the real estate side, it's kind of unusual, but I would recommend that you use one agent if you can, because there are multiple moving parts. And in both instances, the agent needs to know what's happening on the other side, too. And being intimate with the sell side and the buy side will make the process much more predictable.
Right.
And of course, we all know that the challenges of real estate typically precipitate from surprises. If you know what's going to happen,
well, it could be even a good surprise, right?
Yeah, well, I don't get many good surprises.
Well, like in the situation I gave you, the good surprise was, we got a contract in 7 days. What now?
That's true. But in your conversation when you were having it, what occurred to me was that if I know who you're talking about, if they had sat down and mapped it out, their goals and objectives before they, with a professional, then looking at the entire market might have surfaced sooner.
Yeah.
And in your case, one of the things that, you know, they had to think about schools. And in your that particular conversation, Chris, they ended up with great schools, probably better schools than they would have if they had stuck with their original plan.
Sure.
And so if they had sat down and done that first, then some of that turbulence would have been.
Absolutely.
The last thing I'll add to the equation is, don't stress out about the money. you know, anytime that you're doing three different transactions, selling two and buying one,
sure,
the worst thing that you can do is try to cut corners and save a dollar when spending two, you know, an ounce
sure.
of prevention is
yeah.
worth, you
yeah,
know,
no doubt about it.
That's you just kind of have to grin and bear it on some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's some necessary steps. Don't cut corners on a transaction.
Yeah,
do it the right way.
What you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I mean,
the end game.
You got to have the experts involved, and you don't go, you know, you don't say, well, I'm gonna do this myself and try to save a little money. Now, if you have somewhere you can move in the interim and that's what you want to do and you want to move
Mama and
three
Daddy
times,
don't want you,
to- you know, I mean, we
they may say it's okay.
So you have yeah. a plan. And a fallback
yes.
position.
Well,
yes.
listen, I can think of another situation where this happened, and the, you know, the husband, wife, and the two kids wound up in Mama's basement because although they had done a good job of mapping the plan out, sometimes it doesn't work
That's
out.
Right.
And one of the buyers of one of their properties fell through at the last minute.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, I certainly appreciate the text question because it's a very complicated situation. And I would say you just need more experts. The more experts you have involved, the better off you are. But
yeah.
I agree with Keith. One lender, one real estate agent, and if they can manage the whole thing, you'll be a lot better off.
The outcome
off.
Yeah. will be better.
Absolutely.
And mapping it all out at the beginning, that's the key. Having
yeah.
a good, clear vision of what you want to accomplish, just like we're all doing for our personal businesses this time of the year.
Correct. That's right. Well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. We appreciate great question to kick off the show there about the combining households. We hope we answered some questions for you there. If you got a question or comment, the phone lines will be open second half, 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. The text line will remain open as well at 71307. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage in the house. Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker here to answer your questions about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate. You can reach us at 866-442-7553. And, of course, you can also hit us up on the text line 71307. That's 71307. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We already had a great text question about combining households, which is certainly a challenge that has a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, it even makes it more difficult, Keith, if you're moving from far away and starting a new job at the same time. So the more complicated it is, the more you need somebody who's done it 100 times. Yeah.
Team.
Need a team of professionals
yep.
in there. And, of course, if you'd like to talk to us about that, we'd be happy to try to help. You can send an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. Or you can always give us a call at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. I think we need to, as we head into 2020, need to talk a little bit about rates, JD.
Yeah, interest rates are still, you know, it's funny. I update interest rates once a week on our...
just our internal rate watch system.
Yeah. And, you know, really for the last month, I have not changed the interest rate that we post online. And you know, typically what we do is we'll take a $250,000 purchase at $200,000 loan amount, 80%, and, you know, 780 credit score, and here's what your rate would be with no points or origination. That's kind of just what we post. And I have not changed the rates on the conventional loans in a month.
And what's unique about that, JD, is the listeners probably don't know is that the market is a moving target continuously.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is it hasn't moved enough to actually change the posted
that's correct
rate.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you when he does it this Monday, it will have.
Yeah, probably so.
Well,
yeah.
Because of the recent stock market events and the new year and things that are going on in the global scene, the 10-year treasury is down under 180, so we're at 178.
So they're going to tick down?
They're going to tick down just a snick. I mean, you know, the thing about it is it has two components, and we've talked about this on the fort. You have the rate, and then you have the price. And what JD's talking about is the price hasn't moved, over the last 30 days enough to make the rate change.
Right.
And I will tell you this, though, when J.D. said no points, that made me think we have seen several, a lot, actually, of our competitors begin to change their pricing strategy. And their pricing strategy has changed to add one-point origination so that they can offer a lower rate to the customer on the front end of the transaction. So you pay me 1% of the loan amount now, and I will give you a lower rate. And, you know, the more I thought about, well, why are they doing that? This is something we've seen trend over the last 6 months to 90 days. And it's because as rates began to increase, and we all talked about the five. What do you, five?
Right.
So what they did to counteract that is they said, well, we'll charge you one up front, and we'll give you 4.75. So it's the rate becomes more palatable, but it might not be the right way to go, right?
That's right. And you know, the main thing to understand, you know, any posted interest rate is based on one variable, one situation, and anything can change. You know, it's not like going to buy a Toyota Camry on Lawrence Road out here. It's more along the lines of, you know, credit score, loan to value, type of loan. Is it cash out or purchase? Is it FHA or conventional?
How big is the loan?
How big is the loan?
What's your debt to income?
Yeah, all that stuff kind of factors in. So, you know, it's not one size fits all as far as an interest rate goes. There's always a lot of confusion on that. But to answer your question, Chris, interest rates are fantastic. The, you know, and I still, when I get asked a question at Christmas parties or whatever it may be, I always have the same, you know, answer. It seems like I had the same answer for the entire month. You're looking at low threes on 15, middle threes for 20, wow, and high threes for 30, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that everybody that's out there knows that the rates are, you know, essentially under four in most situations, and then they're really super, super good if you're getting a doing a VA refi, for instance, or if you're doing an FHA loan, because the government loans are insured by the government, so you know, they may have some insurance on them that you have to pay for, but from a rate perspective, it's going to be pretty solid.
Well, I locked a deal yesterday. I have a client that purchased a home about a year ago. They did not qualify for VA at the time, but they want to refinance their loan into a VA loan now. And we locked them in at 3.5 with no closing costs. We're actually paying the attorney and appraisal and everything.
Can you imagine, Keith?
That's pretty good.
It's good money.
Keith, you need to borrow some
money
in that house.
Borrow all you can get.
Yes, that's correct. Well, and I think that brings up the conversation of, you know, a lot of people have a loan that are in the threes or maybe the fours, and they're not really, you know, they hear about refinancing, they hear about this, they hear about that. I've got probably four or five, maybe even six people currently that are looking for that 3.5 to 3.625.
Yep. On conventional
refinance. We are very close to that. We're not there yet. I mean, I marked up probably six or seven people that, you know, I keep on my Outlook, and every 3 or 4 days I'll kind of check it out, you know, that kind of thing. But if you're paying anything north of 4.25, you definitely need to at least do an annual mortgage checkup, or let us take a look at your deal and see if we can't save you some money. Anybody that's in an FHA loan or a VA loan definitely needs to take a look. You know, and anyone that's paying PMI. You know, with all the increases in values that we've experienced here in the upstate, still a lot of opportunities out there to get rid of private mortgage insurance on your loan. And I would just encourage everyone, you know, as the start of the new year, this is a great time to do it.
Let's look.
Yeah, great time to, you know, hey, let me get this part of my, you know, financial portfolio cleaned up and get myself into the best situation that I can. So.
Absolutely. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, got about 20 minutes left in the show. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 866-442-7553, or you can hit us on the text line 71307. That's 71307. We'd love to talk to you. Now, J.D., you know, we advertise on the show a lot of times about the equity saver, but that's what you were talking about, right? You can create a situation where we pay some, if not all, of the closing costs by paying a little bit more in rate because of the price, right?
That's exactly right. And especially on a refinance, it makes a lot of sense. You know, sometimes you may not get the best rate, but for 0.25% higher, you can do it with absolutely zero cost to you. We'll pay, we won't charge you any fees. We'll pay the attorney. We'll pay the appraisal in many situations. Chris, I know you've talked about this. We don't have to get an appraisal, especially people that are in a, you know, a subdivision that has a lot of sales from the last, you know, calendar year. You know, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have aggregated a lot of data in regards to home sales and home values. And if they're comfortable with the value that we put in when we run the loan through automation, they will accept that as a value. We don't even have to get an appraisal, you know, which
well,
is
and of course,
great.
We have so many other tools that kind of give us some idea of what price point the house is at. You know, I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. There's some tools on, you know, the GGAR if you're a member or an associate member. There's also your local agent that has some data that you could use. And, of course, some of the fraud products out there will give you some indication of recent sales close by, recent, you know, and go through the entire thing. So you have, you know, some idea of where it's going to be before you get started. And
And then you just show up and sign. Right? Yeah. You don't have to show up with your checkbook and sign. You just show up and sign.
That's correct.
Right. That's,
yeah,
correct.
That's correct.
Hey,
listen, that's about as painless as it gets.
Everybody likes to save money, and to start 2020, that's a great way to do it for sure.
You know what I heard, JD, this week? I heard that the next big thing, and I'm not sure how I feel about this, but the next big thing for 2020 is going to be debt consolidation.
That's a great.
I mean, I listened to two seminars this week talking about the upcoming market, and both of them said, be on the lookout for debt consolidation, get rid of those high-interest credit cards, and get that low-interest fixed money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to head into our final break of the show. You're listening to House Plans. Chris and JD, County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. The text line is open, 71307. If you'd like to call in, just give us a ring at 866-442-7553. That's right, 866-442-7553. That is the phone number to call in. You got about 15 minutes left in the show. We'd love to hear from you today. Text line is open as well at 71307. For all our listeners that are out there that may want to consider a refinance, just to put a bow on the conversation we had before our break, the best way to do that is just to email me at askjd, that's A-S-K-J-D, at countybankmortgage.com. Shoot me a copy of your mortgage statement. Or just, you know, shoot me an email and tell me the specifics of your particular mortgage and goals and objectives you're thinking about, and I'll be glad to get you some numbers to look at, see if it makes sense. And, you know, Chris, it's really about half and half. I run into about half the people that, you know, we tell, hey, just hold tight, you're in a good situation, but if it gets to an interest rate of X, then we'll give you a ring. And then we find some that are, you know, makes a lot of sense, and people sometimes are very surprised at how much money that they can save,
sure,
you know, by refinancing. So,
well, and you know, let's not forget all the misconceptions out there. Hey, I gotta cut my rate by a point. Not true.
Right.
You know, if you've got a big mortgage, you know, it could be you could save
point.
A quarter point, half point. But you know, the most important thing is, what is the math? When, if I do this, when will I break even? You know, do I want my mortgage balance to go up? Yes or no? Do I want to cut the term on my mortgage? Yes or no? I had a great conversation with an LO in the office this week where they said, look, I got this customer. We did a 15-4, and we did this 15-4 6 years ago, and they want to know about getting an 8. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a great question, because they wanted to continue to decrease the term. And so, you know, we did a little math, and we said, well, here's what that would look like.
We got two or three investors that we
can
do that with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's something to consider, too. And just like JD said, when you're doing the equity saver, why would you do that? People say, you know, I had that conversation with a family member one time where you had put together a loan package, and they were like, why would I do that? Why would I not want the lowest possible rate? I said, all right, let's just do the math. You know, if you want the lowest possible rate, I'll charge you 3 points up front, which is nothing more than prepaid interest, and it'll take you this long to recover that money. I think the most important thing that people, you know, sometimes don't think about, but you need to think about, is how long are you going to be in this house? Because you know, that helps determine whether you want to have it front loaded or back loaded or whether you even want to do it at all. You know, if you're going to be out in 18 months and you're going to save $28.50 a month, probably not worth it, even if you did it with no cost.
Right.
But, you know, you got to sit down and do that, crunch those numbers, and that's what a customized mortgage solution is all about, is should we have MI? If we do have MI, how should we have MI? There's a lot of different ways to look at it.
Absolutely. Well, we got a text line here, and it's kind of right up the alley that you're just talking about, Chris. We currently owe about $55,000 on a house that we have lived in since 1990. The current mortgage is about 12 years old and around 6%. Is it worth refinancing for a lower rate, or would we be better to just work out a 48-month payoff plan and pay extra each month on the current loan? That's a great question.
Sure. And so just if you look at it from the high, you know, the rate on that, if you, let's just say you did a 10, the rate's going to be somewhere
three
in
and a quarter, let's just say.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So you're going to cut your rate in half. Now, the question is, you know, how much interest have you already paid on that 6% mortgage and how many years
right.
are left? So if it's 12 years old, it opened in 1990, yeah, so it's, excuse me, 12. Probably either, if you did a 30-year, you have 18 years left. My guess is you may have done a shorter term. It's a small loan, only $55,000. Now, the first thing I would say in this situation is obviously you're paying too high of an interest rate on that amount of money.
Sure.
Is there anything else that you need? Because you probably have a lot of equity in your house. Are there any credit cards that you have, talking down to debt consolidation?
Other debt.
Are there any renovations that you've been wanting to do on your house at any
right.
time? Flooring, you know, add square footage, redo
yes.
kitchen and bath or whatever it may be. Are there some things out there that you would consider? How much
and to
of that
the Keith Clark point, if you're going to do it now.
Yes.
Okay. And, but if you're not going to do it, and I don't have my financial calculator sitting here with me, I should be ashamed. But I would guess that if you're going to work out a 48-month payoff plan, you'd be better off to go that way.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I agree. If you're not going to do – if you're not, if you don't need money for anything –
right.
Which, by the way, everybody needs money for something. Then
wedding.
Yes, a wedding.
College.
Yes.
College.
Yes.
Cars.
How much
cars.
Time do we have left?
Yeah. Kids studying overseas.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But, all those are valid reasons that you need money.
Yeah.
Then what I would tell you is stick in the 48-month payoff plan and go from there. But I can almost guarantee you that there's probably something that you could use the money
yes.
for, whatever it may be. And you could still get a great rate. And you could do like a 10-year loan.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to go all the way back out to 30. And that still would make a lot of sense. So.
Absolutely. And if they want to see about doing that, what do they have to do?
Just shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. A-S-K-J-D. @countybankmortgage.com. And, you know, I would just encourage you to think real hard about, you know, what you're and we can do the no closing cost deal. I mean,
yeah.
we
can,
you know.
Now, I know Keith has said this to you before, JD, but I'm going to stick it in and twist it a little bit. Now, I know you redo your kitchen every 3 years.
Not true.
But that's driven by your lovely wife. We'll call her.
Before
I said, hey, while we're remodeling, why even have a kitchen at all? I mean, we never
12,
use it.
But 12 years, maybe mama needs a new kitchen.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it might be good to look at. And, of course, then that creates a whole other list of challenges because the builders and tradesmen are busy, aren't they?
They are, and the prices are high.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
when they're busy.
Right.
And if they want to do the job, you get a reasonable price. If it's something that they prefer not to do a job, you're probably going to get a premium price.
I had that conversation with yeah. one of Keith's clients just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and they were talking about doing some renovations and that
yeah.
kind of thing. And we said, you know, don't be surprised if you talk to three different contractors and get three different, totally different prices based on how available they are. You know,
yep.
We can do that deal for you in 3 weeks, but it's going to cost X.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, really, JD, I meant to mention that success story earlier in the show, and I should. JD's working with a client of mine, and really, it's got some moving parts, doesn't it?
Sure,
These are
absolutely.
Folks that are relocating
oh,
the entire family, several different components of it, to the upstate. And this is going to be a renovation project, and they've got an existing home. It's a complicated deal. But I got to tell you, JD walked them into the bank. They collaborated with the bank. I'm not concerned about it at all. And the truth is it's going to require almost none of my time. And if it were another lender, there would I just would have
yeah, it's got
it
too
would
many
be 20
parts.
Hours of my time plus the probability, the lack of sleep that I would get because of my concern for the financing. And
get you an extra glass of wine. That'll take care of that sleep part.
So. I will not miss an hour's sleep because JD's
well,
got control
that.
Of
that's,
it.
Those are kind words.
And I appreciate it. And then on top of that, you actually gave him a name of a contractor.
Yeah.
And so that was a step, a value-added service.
Well, I appreciate
it. That he needed.
Well, listen, I can tell you this, and I told them that yesterday. I said, you know, the mortgage, don't worry about the mortgage, okay? You're in good hands as far as that goes. Now, the contractor piece, I said,
yeah,
you're on your own.
I'm not going to put my hands on that. I'll help you a little bit, but
yeah. I said, everybody in town's looking for a contractor
right.
to do something,
that's
you
right.
know, whatever it may be. So just hold tight in that
And
regard.
So the point is when JD's involved, then I can – That means Chris is involved, and that means the whole floor is involved, and that means everybody's working to make sure that it all goes smooth
yeah,
for my
right.
client.
That's right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I tell you, you know, when you one of the things that I appreciate the most is that, you know, we're not all sitting in cubes or in separate locations or working from home. We're all working right there on Pelham Road, and when somebody has something happen or somebody has a question, we tend to operate more like a village than individuals. And even if we're not involved, you know, from the standpoint of we're walking down the hall and we hear somebody say, blah, we will stop and go, hold on a minute.
Yes.
What about this, this, and this? I had one like that this week where, and this happens quite a bit. Now, Keith, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but somebody built a house and they went over budget.
Yeah. Surprise,
shocking.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So in this particular situation, they were $18,000 over budget and didn't want to use their money to pay for it. They preferred to do a refi of that construction loan and cash out. Well, that's fantastic, except you can't do that.
Right.
And so, you know, walking down the hall and hearing somebody having that conversation with a fairly new loan officer and being able to just say, well, this creates some particular challenges and some things that you need to think about, and here's how this needs to be structured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to go back to the construction lender and do an extension on what they've got so that you can do a rate term versus a cash out, because the cash out will not work.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and there's, you know, there's a and Chris, I'll give you a lot of credit for this. You know, our closers, you know, closers by nature – who are basically the last people to touch the file before, you know, they're communicating with the attorneys and all that. They like things to happen in a certain way. You know, this happens first, this happens
what?
Second, this happens third, this happens fourth. And as we all know, in real estate, that's not always the way it tends to go.
Yeah.
And typically, you don't find out about things until the last minute. But I bet any
Here's my favorite line from a real estate I didn't send you that change on
right.
my contract.
Yes. I mean, you know, I mean, things like that happen. I mean,
what?
It just happened.
I thought I sent that to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and every time I go over there, I always kind of make a joke about it. I know this is probably the only time this has happened this week. And now they do exactly what you did. They just laugh about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they get it done the way it needs to be and do it, you know, as quickly as possible.
Well, and I think that's important. We are, you know, Keith, you've always mentioned go local, go local, go local. Well, you know, if you're closing the loan with us, it's all happening over there on Pelham Road. You know, the processing, the underwriting.
Everybody's there.
You know, the closers, everybody is there working on that deal. Well, we got about a half a minute left, Keith. What's your prediction for 2020 in the upstate real estate market?
Yeah.
Up, down, or the same?
Yeah, no, up. Definitely up.
JD?
Yeah.
What percentage up?
You're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah.
You go first.
I'm going to say 2%.
Yeah, I'm going to say 4.
All right, I'm going to split it like the uprights and go 3. I'm going to go up 3. And I'll own the record. This is the first time in 3 years I've predicted an increase. So
yeah,
it's
it
gonna,
is. That's
it's,
a kiss
I've,
of
I've
death.
All...
It's going down 5. I changed my prediction. Anyway, well, listen, everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back next week here on House Plans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.